right, it's my pleasure to do this. I get to introduce you guys to my friend, Kat Potter. And Kat, I'm just going to have you come on up. So Kat and I was trying to think about when we met. And I don't remember like the exact time, but I met Kat through my sister, probably 8 or 10 years ago or something like that. And Kat and my sister Lindsay work together at Target, and they've been friends for a long time now, and I have gotten to know Kat and become a good friend of hers too through that relationship and that connection. So what do you guys need to know about Kat when I introduce her? She is a wife. Her husband is right over here, Matt Potter, and he's been playing the keys. She's a mom. She has two really sweet, adorable kiddos, Levi, who's in first grade, and Ruby, the most adorable little honey, and she's 4. So she's a mom. She is a daughter. Her parents are lovely. She is a sister. She's a dear friend to many. And as I was thinking about, like, what would I say about Kat or how would I describe her, I would describe her as light. I just feel like she's one of my favorite people to run into, to spend time with, because you are, like, such beautiful light. And you just make me really happy. And she's a breath of fresh air. So if you haven't spent much time with her yet, I really encourage you to do that. Yeah, I'm going to pray for you. Oh, God, I thank you that you have been working in Kat's life. I thank you that you've given her a story to share, because that means you're in the boat with her. You're in the mess. You're in the puzzle. And you're guiding her through it. And I just ask that you would speak through her this morning, that her story and her account of how you've been present in her life would build the faith of other people in this room and draw them closer to you. God, I just pray for a calmness for her as she shares her story and a peace. And Holy Spirit, I just ask that you draw really, really near to all of us. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I'm honored to be up here today, but more honestly, I think I'm actually shocked that I agreed to do this. I never thought I would be brave enough to stand up here and share this vulnerable part of my life. And in truth, I still don't think I am, but really, it's God's bravery, love, and grace that has tugged me up here to share my story with you. I grew up in the suburbs of the Twin Cities with my parents and 3 other sisters going to Catholic Church. Blessed with a loving and devoted large family who prioritized faith and going to church regularly, but not necessarily avidly reading the Bible or practicing daily prayer. Everyone I knew and loved was a good person, but I didn't really understand what having an intimate knowledge or love of Jesus Christ looked or felt like. In college, I wouldn't say I lost my faith, but I definitely would put myself into the stay out late Saturday night but go to church on Sunday type of crowd, focusing mostly on my studies, my friends, and having fun. I met the love of my life during this season of young adulthood and cherished the memories and lifelong friendships that came from it. But my faith and relationship with Jesus was really a distant one. I loved God and knew he loved me, but that was really all there was to it. In 2017, my husband Matt and I welcomed our son Levi into our life. And as amazing and wonderful as that was, the reality is, motherhood rocked my world. Thankfully, Levi and I were both healthy, but I had a tough time processing and coming to terms with my birth experience that did not quite go the way I had hoped or expected. I don't think I need to belabor the details of those struggles, since most of you are parents and I would likely be preaching to the choir. But as I have specifically reflected on my personal experience during that time, I think I will name that chapter Relinquished Control, Part 1. During my pregnancy, I also developed what's called allergic contact dermatitis, and what would now, 7 years later, be a series of additional skin-related complications that uprooted my life as I knew it. Every moment of every day, this was now my consuming my every conscious thought. Planning ahead and analyzing everywhere I go, every person I am with, and what I could be exposed to, and how it could impact me. I also struggled with the guilt of how I could be a good mom through this, trying to read a book to my kids while putting them to bed at night, but feeling so consumed by worry that I couldn't even focus. Paying attention and listening to God didn't quite make it into the limited brain space that I had left to navigate. I felt as though I was being pulled even more out of relationship with God and the others around me, more than ever in my life. Navigating this always-on allergen fear, moving into a new house, having our daughter Ruby, and surviving the lockdown and COVID-19 pandemic, I think finally brought me to my knees in December of 2020. Having been given yet another skin condition diagnosis to manage, for the first time in my life, I think I truly felt hopeless. 2022 was a year of reckoning on my desire to control every aspect of my life. Up until then, I felt that if I could just do better, be better, put my head down and barrel through this challenge, that I would overcome it and then I could move on. How wrong I was. I was weary and exhausted. I started seeing a counselor and taking medication for my anxiety, which were all helpful tools and important for my mental health. But they were really not the most important developments that came out of that year. God was trying to get my attention and show me that I wasn't actually in control at all, and that he was taking care of everything. I needed to let go and to trust him completely. I started to really pray, the hopeless fall to my knees in tears kind, furiously write in my journal, and listen to the Lectio 365 meditation prayers daily. As I reflect on that year, I think this was when he started to knit me back together, but better this time. In December, almost 1 year since I felt at my complete lowest, this new-to-market medicine fit my complex skincare needs nearly perfectly. It feels almost laughable now how this solution fell into my lap. After years of struggling with anxiety and fear, he went ahead and made new things, through no help of my own, and then made me new. It was through his redeeming grace that I was delivered through this chapter, which now I affectionately call Relinquished Control Part 2. He certainly got my attention, and I am so thankful that he did, because here is where God began to rewrite my story. 2023 was a year for falling in love. My relationship with God started to take center stage. I realized I was never truly on the path of loving and being obedient to him. I wanted to control every circumstance, relying on myself to get through whatever life threw my way, keeping God at a safe distance. I now have a renewed knowledge and understanding of how very much he loves me. He desires a deep and loving relationship with me, and he wasn't just content watching from the sidelines as I lived my life in this nice little house that I had built for myself. A well-known reflection from C.S. Lewis keeps coming to mind when I think about the past few years and has given me so much hope. Imagine yourself as a living house. God comes in to rebuild that house. At first, you can understand what he's doing. He's getting the drains right and stopping the leaks on the roof and so on. You knew that those jobs needed doing, and so you are not surprised. But presently, he starts knocking the house in a way that hurts abominably and does not seem to make sense. What on earth is he up to? The explanation is that he is building quite a different house from the one you thought of, throwing out a new wing here, putting on an extra floor there, running up towers and making courtyards. You thought you were going to be made into a decent little cottage, but he is building a palace, and he intends to come and live in it himself. While I would not have known it going through the most challenging years of my life thus far, I can look back now and see glimpses of the new addition, extra flooring, and remodeling he had been working on all along. He was not content with me living in my little cottage that I so carefully constructed to control and take care of on my own. He has been and continues to be building something so much greater than I ever could imagine, and I am forever grateful that he started.
Thank you, Kat. That was beautiful.